Olds brings the news. From north, from east, from west and south comes today's news as reported by America's foremost newscaster, Lowell Thomas, and brought to you by Oldsmobile in behalf of your local authorized Oldsmobile quality dealer.
Sounds for 63. Music for the distinguished new line of 98s by Oldsmobile. Highlighting the 98's two new models for 63. 98 luxury sedan, offering limousine spaciousness and comfort, and the silken smoothness of the skyrocket engine. And another all-new model, combining sophisticated luxury with exciting sports car appeal. The 98 Custom Sports Coupe, with bucket seats, sports console, stick-operated hydromatic. For the ultimate in the fine car field, look to all the magnificent new 98 for 1963. There is something extra about owning an Oldsmobile.
And now, here's Lowell Thomas and the news.
Good evening, everybody. The postmortems after this election will go on and on and on, with the experts trying to figure out just what did happen yesterday and what it all means for the future. What did happen? Consider Congress. The Democrats doing better than many expected. The party in power ordinarily loses more than 30 seats in an off-year election, this time a virtual tie, allowing the Democrats to claim a moral victory. The Senate, they picked up several seats, giving them a firm control of it. As a result, no dismay at the White House. Some states have strengthened the GOP, but President Kennedy says he's satisfied with the congressional elections, confident his legislative program now will do better in the new Congress than in the old one. Everybody seems to be talking about the strange pattern to this election. Republicans and Democrats both winning where they weren't expected to win. Oklahoma electing a Republican governor for the first time in the history of the state. Vermont the same with a Democrat, and so on. Possibly the most significant thing about all this has to do with the South. Long has the GOP hoped to crack that solid South, launch a two-party system in Dixie. This time the Republicans appear to have made it by capturing 11 seats in the House, the biggest number of Republicans below the Mason-Dixon line since Reconstruction. The GOP is even more confident and pleased because of what happened in the races for governor, with three major figures emerging as presidential hopefuls. One, of course, no surprise, New York's Nelson Rockefeller winning in the expected landslide, meaning he's still the favorite for the GOP nomination for the White House. And then, as you know, the dark horse coming through, George Romney in Michigan, governor of his state in his first bid for public office, now in a position to be hit by presidential lightning. The third name, relatively unknown, William Scranton, governor of the great state of Pennsylvania, after only 2 years in politics, winning by nearly 500,000 votes. His backer is now insisting that Bill Scranton will be a factor at the Republican convention 2 years hence. Kingmaker, if not king. Inevitably, there is speculation about the future of Richard Nixon, the former vice president suffering his first defeat in his home state since he entered politics, running behind Governor Brown from the moment the polls closed. The reason, one theory, the Cuban crisis, President Kennedy's reaction to the challenge of Khrushchev and Castro helping Democratic candidates, which in California means Governor Brown. Is it the end of the road for Nixon? Some are saying it is, others pointing out that he's still a young man and could run for the Senate again, where a victory might put him right back in the national picture. The administration stands fast on the demand for international inspection of the Soviet missile sites in Cuba. That sounds repetitious, but Washington is deliberately repeating it, leaving no doubt in Moscow or Havana or at the United Nations that we'll not be satisfied by inspection at sea, not when reports are coming out of Cuba of Soviet missiles hidden underground and of camouflaged Soviet jet bombers. Diplomats at the UN are working out the terms of inspection at sea. The Russians don't seem anxious to push ahead with the plan for UN inspectors on Cuban soil. Perhaps the Russians are embarrassed by Castro's refusal to agree with Mikoyan. Meanwhile, the Defense Department in Washington says that Soviet ships are ready to sail from Cuba with Soviet missiles, the ships of our blockade preparing to search them. As for the Premier of the Soviet Union, he seemed to be relaxed today. Some Western diplomats think they know why. They believe Khrushchev actually was terrified at a thought of nuclear war starting in Cuba. Relieved now that such a threat seems to be past. So relieved that he's overlooking his personal humiliation. Anyway, Khrushchev had no air of crisis about him at the Kremlin reception. The Soviet boss telling his guests that a summit conference is not necessary just now. 40 rockets in Cuba dismantled. The atomic tests in Siberia to end in 2 weeks. And the Berlin problem must be solved. Khrushchev moderate and conciliatory at the Kremlin today. What irony in the proposal by the Chinese Reds that the dispute with India be settled by negotiation, Peking now talking about the McMahon line. The border between India and Tibet, drawn up by Lord McMahon around the turn of the century, has been consistently condemned by Mao Zedong, the boss of Red China terming it a relic of imperialism. But today, Premier Zhou Enlai suggested that both sides retire behind the McMahon line. Should that happen, the second great irony would emerge. The Red Chinese thrust into India, ending one notable achievement for them, in a way, in reverse, the collapse of the best friend they had in New Delhi, Krishna Menon, resigning under pressure, not only out of the Nehru cabinet, but out of Indian public life. As we know, all Britishers are polite, even burglars, as this item proves. Four men broke into a London office last night and tied up the watchman. They were about to dump him in a corner when he said, "Look here, mates, I say this place is rather drafty." So they carried him into another room with a fireplace, one of the burglars even serving coffee and sandwiches to him, while the other three went to work on the safe. By the time they got it open, the watchman had consumed a pot of coffee and seven sandwiches. After asking him if he was tied comfortably, they piled on some logs and the fire and disappeared with £200, these polite burglars of London. And now, Dick, what about you?
Your way with words always adds up to a lively, unusual story, Lowell. Now, what about styling, performance, prestige? Add them all up, and the total comes to 85. F-85 for 1963. F-85 by Oldsmobile, an exciting new blend of beauty and action in the low-price field. This year, the F-85 has been designed with a longer look. Looks like an Oldsmobile. And, of course, it performs like one, too. The F-85's famous lightweight aluminum V8 delivers the kind of performance you expect from an Oldsmobile. Up to 195 horsepower in the zesty F-85 Cutlass Coupe and Convertible. There's a wide choice of models, coupes, sedans, station wagons, and a convertible. Whatever F-85 you select, remember you're choosing an Oldsmobile and all the prestige that goes with that great name. Styling, performance, and prestige at a price that will delight you in all the F-85s for 1963. Fun drive an F-85 at your Oldsmobile quality dealers soon. It's a sure way to convince yourself that there is something extra about owning an Oldsmobile for 1963. And now we're all anxious to hear your closing item for today, Lowell.
Right, Dick. The election returns are not all in yet in some remote places. For instance, Alaska, with its vast distances, thousands and thousands of miles between poles. But the yesterday election does prove one thing, that the name of Kennedy is no passport to success in American political life. Here's a rundown on Kennedys who lost. John F. Kennedy of Rhode Island, candidate for the Senate, lost. John A. Kennedy of Illinois, candidate for the House. A.J. Kennedy of Kansas, who wanted to become state treasurer. Richard Kennedy of Ohio, running for congressman at large. However, as we all know, one important Kennedy was elected in a big way. The new senator from Massachusetts, handsome young Ted Kennedy coming through, the president's brother. And so long until tomorrow.
Now this is Dick Noel reminding you to listen again tomorrow evening for Lowell Thomas and the News. Brought to you by the Oldsmobile Division of General Motors in behalf of authorized Oldsmobile dealers everywhere.
WJR, the Goodwill Station, Detroit. Mellow Drive Frankenmuth Beer. Now Michigan's best buy in beer with economy price half-quart glass cans. No deposit, no returns. Frankenmuth, economy price half-quarts.